Tonight on IFAF,
Idaho Falls and firefighters.
I'm not going to gloat, but I will teach you how to predict the next president of the United States with 99.9% accuracy. Mike wants to punch through his chest, rip his heart out.
And then take a bite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that big gummy heart in Game of Thrones.
If you start thinking about Christmas only until after Thanksgiving, you're only going to have 3 weeks to celebrate, you know, the biggest holiday of the year. Before we sample it, can you whack it?
Oh, of course I'm going to whack it.
Whack and unwrap. That's the instructions.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers and independent thinkers, jet setters and trendsetters, cool cats and sly dogs. Glad you're one of us.
Good buddies.
Like, follow, subscribe, whatever. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes and dad jokes coming up on this episode. Yay, the election is over. At least there's that, right?
At least. What a relief.
Also, Toys for Tots, it's that time of year again.
It is. Let's make sure kids have a good Christmas.
We'll tell you how to predict the next president of the United States with 99.9% accuracy.
And it does not involve a crystal ball.
A no harm, no foul fire at Hisey Hot Springs, Festival of Trees coming up, and how to drive in snow if you're a cow. Just hear those... You're not stopping me.
No, I'm going to let you have it. I'm not going to stop you. Yeah, I've actually decided to decorate early this year.
You know, I believe I'll have to go back and check for sure. Mm-hmm. I think by this time last year, we already had the Christmas tree up, but it was fall themed.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, because I was being a stickler about it. And I was like, you can't do that. It's not after Thanksgiving yet. And you know what?
I'm
loosening up, my dude.
I might be rubbing off on you a little bit.
I think you are, honestly.
Is that why you're thumbing through this thing right here?
Why, yes, it is. It's also because you are impossible to shop for, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
I've got some ideas, but I was just double checking for like stocking stuffers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right here in my hands, I have the Amazon Holiday Gift Book, which is super cool and fun. They've got all kinds of crazy stuff in here. One thing I saw that I really liked and thought was super duper cute is a parrot sweater. Now, you might be thinking that what I'm talking about is a sweater with a parrot on it.
Yes.
No, no, no. I'm talking about a sweater for your parrot. Because apparently you are never too small for a snazzy sweater.
Never too little to celebrate sweater weather.
Yeah, which I actually think is really, really cute. All right. Can we talk about this obnoxiously colored hamster cage? Because my goodness.
That is, it's primary colors, blue, yellow, green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do have some really bitchin' roller skates in here, though. Check those out.
Okay.
I feel a little dumb because I turned to the kids page at one point and I was like, oh, this looks really fun. And then I read the title and I was like, ooh, whoops. Yeah. But as someone who recently bought a small rodent cage, I would hate that one that we just saw.
Yes, how about a baby mouse update real quick?
So he's doing so good.
Baby mouse.
Okay, that I am going to stop you on.
Okay.
But yeah, he's doing really good. He actually has graduated to solid foods now, although he's not eating very much of them, so that worries me a little bit. I'm doing my best. He also is a little bit bald in a couple of spots because the dried milk, I think, had irritated his skin a little. And when he groomed it out of his hair, it took some hair with it. So he's got a couple of little bald patches on him, but I'm sure that those will get better.
He's going through his awkward phase right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, isn't it true that, okay, so he's 3 weeks old? Four?
Last night when I was thinking about it, I think he's about 22 to 23 days old.
So 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And can't they like reproduce at 4 weeks or something insane?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he is sort of going through his awkward teenage years right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of his prepubescence.
He's at the very end of his pup stage.
Wild.
Now he's almost fully grown. I'm actually going to get him a companion pretty soon because they are social animals.
That's bizarre.
They do better with a buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. But I bought him a hamster ball and I got him a really cute little cage and I'm going to clear out a shelf on my bookshelf for him and that's going to be his home.
The hamster ball, it's a little... ball,
yeah.
The halves screw and unscrew,
uh-huh.
And it can walk in it,
yeah.
And move throughout the home.
Yeah, and yeah. He loves it. He seems really into it. It's kind of funny because he runs into a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he'll get better at piloting it pretty quick. Yeah, today is only day one of him ever being in one.
Okay.
But he seems to really enjoy it, and my dog and my cats really like watching him enjoy it. So that's kind of fun. It's sort of built-in cat toy. In a terrifying way.
And you've got the LVP flooring.
I do.
So, which is, he can just roll all over.
He goes everywhere.
And did you determine, is it a he or a she? Or
I'm still trying to figure it out, but I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
Okay.
When I go to get him a companion, I'm going to take him with me and have him sexed at the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have his sex identified at the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not like, color me bad, I'm going to sex you up sexed.
No, no.
I'm going to sex gendered. You real good.
Let's say gendered. He's going to be gendered.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Going to have a party? Going to have a gender reveal
party? You know what?
Party?
Maybe you should. That actually would be really fun.
What color is this?
You want to do a little mouse dinner?
What color is this mouse ball that you got?
It's pink.
Huh.
He doesn't care. It's well, to no, match my aesthetic.
And how dare I even make a reference to gender normality these days?
Right, right. I actually got, so I got a 2-pack and I might end up returning it because, so I bought 4 balls total. Because one came in a 2-pack and then I got one that was like $2 that seemed really like too good to be true almost. But I wanted to get it sooner and the $2 one was going to be like a month away. So I was like, I don't want to wait for that. And then I got him a third one that was also cheap, but a lighter shade of pink.
For my pink baby mouse ball.
Anyway.
Third song this episode. I'm so sorry. I'll stop.
Right? But yeah, so pretty soon I should have some new balls for him to try out and we'll see which one he likes best. And then I'll get rid of the ones I don't want. But the 2-pack came with a pink one and a blue one. But I didn't even care about the blue one. I was just like, man, I'm going to just use the pink one because it's so cute.
And a follow-up to something I mentioned I was doing in the last episode. Uh-huh. I went to Thunder Ridge and judged the regional drama competition.
Oh, yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, that sounded fun.
And it was fun to see a lot of friends who were also judges.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to forget somebody, but there was Erin who taught us how to Charleston. Remember at the Speakeasy Soiree?
Yeah, that was fun.
The Chamber of Commerce gala that we mm-hmm. attended earlier this year. There was Jacob Meldrum, who I just raved about as Gomez in the Addams Family.
Right, right. Gosh, I wish I could have seen that. That sounded so fun.
There was Terry Zora, the female Zorro. No, there was Ryan and Sweelin, and I'm sure I'm forgetting other Jordan, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I got into a conversation with Jacob. We were talking about my old radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And just, voiceover in general.
Uh-huh.
And we somehow got onto the subject of something that I've been meaning to say since we began this show 18 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's what I would call LDS male in particular, vocal fashion.
Mm.
And I identified it and his eyes immediately went bing. And he said, you know why that is? So first let me identify
it. I think I know what it is, and I think I know why it is, but I'm really excited to hear this.
There is among, I have observed,
mm-hmm.
Not being LDS myself, but speaking fluent LDS
yeah.
for several years here in Idaho and Utah, mm-hmm. lived in Salt Lake City for a while, don't hold that against me.
Didn't you run like the Sunday lineup too?
Yeah, I programmed the soft Sunday Sabbath sounds.
Right, right.
Special music for a special day. And I know how we got onto it. He's like, I always assumed you'd be this like sort of jock dude because of my voice.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I never got that sort of East Idaho. And guys, please don't boo me because I'm right.
Right, right. And don't take it personally.
If I had to. Okay, I used to call it the emasculated Mormon male sound.
Oh.
But I think I'll adjust it a little bit after my conversation with Jacob and say it's the church-going LDS male sound.
Right.
Now that I'm saying it, if you listen to the radio or maybe TV ads, you'll notice it. And here's what it is. It's this sort of soft, kind, gentle male delivery mm-hmm. that we hear a lot from men here in East Idaho.
Yeah.
You notice how I'm not using any of my throat. And I'm sort of high up here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, you know why that is? And I said, no. He said, all you have to do is listen. We can go back and watch General Conference.
I knew it. I knew that's what you were going
to
say.
Listen to the president of the LDS Church.
Uh-huh.
He said, I guarantee you within 2 years, a lot of the male vocal patterns in... So I'm in a room with a bunch of vocal performers.
Right, right.
This is what we talk about when we're alone in a room together. He said a lot of the male speech patterns, especially at church, will sort of adopt the president's... like with Monson, there was a little bit of a lisp, I guess. And with the current president, yeah, it's just this sort of higher pitched, gentle. And
right,
I'm not...
Right,
just because I'm identifying it doesn't mean I'm making fun of it or criticizing it. I'm simply pointing it out.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when I point things out, people will think, oh, he's got, there's a reason he's pointing out. Nope. I just make observations.
Yeah. Mostly. No, that's all.
Anyway, I just thought that was really funny.
That is interesting.
To hear it from somebody in the church who also agreed with me.
Right.
You know.
Well, and also remember that these folks are going to church weekly and all of their ideas of public speaking are coming from church.
That's it.
You know, and so when they're in a situation where they're public speaking, they sort of assume that that's the norm and they adopt that. I know for a fact, and well, and not only that too, but in the LDS church, they have members speak every Sunday. You know, it's not just a
testify.
Pastor. Right. It's not just a pastor who's, you know, standing up there teaching everyone. They have like a youth speaker, an adult speaker, and obviously the bishop will talk too, you know. But it's kind of interesting because you'll see people adopt that same cadence when they're speaking, you know, during their talk.
It's It's sort of a when in Rome.
Right.
And Rome being East Idaho.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe even the Mormon corridor, you know, from Mesa, Arizona, St. George, and north.
Yeah, all the way up to Rexburg.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, but anyway, kind of funny that you're seeing that. And yeah, I totally noticed that too. And I actually, so I have given talks in church before, and I found myself doing it as well.
Yeah, we had at one of the stations I was at, we had a gal who taught primary. And eventually her commercials, it could have been about a car dealer. Come and see the wide selection of monster trucks. But she had this sort of sing-songy voice. And I was like,
that's sweet, though.
Hey, can you sort of match your vocal delivery with the copy and the advertiser?
Right.
When we do these?
That's so funny.
It was just kind of funny. The same person who called it Wendy's. Have you ever eaten at Wendy's?
No, because that's not a thing.
Yeah, it's not a restaurant.
Ooh, that would drive me nuts.
Okay, and that's a different topic for a different time, how we sort of soften down vowels in East Idaho. Instead of saying deal, we say dill. Instead of saying sale, we say sell.
Which drives me nuts, by the way. I am going to critique that, because that's not how those words work, dang it.
Yeah, instead of saying feel, that's how I feel.
Yeah, and you know what? There is a huge difference between feel and fill and deal and dill.
There is.
You know, and it drives me absolutely nuts that people don't enunciate. Ooh, it makes me mad.
Well, and even fellow real estate agents, or should I say real estate agents, will talk about a home they have for sell.
I know. Well, and then here's the thing.
Nails, chalkboard.
Right? That's bad, but it's even worse when they write sell instead of sale.
Yes, right. Ooh. Because either it's voice dictation, voice to text, or that's how they say it, so that's how they think it, so that's how they spell it.
Right. It's just... Go back to school, fix your grammar, don't make me punch you.
Last follow-up. Congratulations to our winner of the Idaho Falls Spud Kings front row tickets, Abby Hansen.
It was pretty awesome.
We've mentioned her on the show before.
Yes, yeah. So she is an avid listener. She is one of only two people, by the way, who sent in all three code words.
Yes. Yeah. What a fun time and what a fun game because, as we mentioned before, we're right behind. Okay, there are no seats right behind the goal.
Right
behind the goalie. It's an aisle where you can either go left or right. We were immediately to the left. And again, we were a foot away from the plexiglass. If you leaned forward, your nose would touch the plexiglass. Yes. That's how close we were.
It was awesome.
At least once, got faces slammed into the plexiglass.
Right.
Here's a montage of shots real quick. But Mikey forgot that hockey is three periods and not four.
Right. Yes.
So I got a little confused as to what was going on.
Yeah.
During the.
Yeah. Well, and the bummer about that, too, is I also thought that it was four. So I walked out right before the last part was done because I thought there was going to be another part.
Let's explain. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to get to the bathroom before everyone else did. Mm-hmm. And I ended up missing the entire end of the game.
Here's how it shook down. It was Idaho Falls, Spud Kings versus the Utah. I don't know.
The guys who no one cares about. Let's be honest here.
No one cares.
Yeah.
I love how, like, when Idaho Falls had the ball, the music was pumping. But when Utah had the ball, it was dead silent.
I know, right?
When Idaho Falls scored a goal, flame shooting up. When Utah scored a goal, nothing. Like, nothing. It's ooh, possible that you weren't even aware of it. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You got the hiccups.
Yeah, I do. Oh, sorry. One sec.
You hiccup sort of like you sneeze.
Really, really loud?
Yeah, just really explosively.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, you know, my my ex-kin always told me I had an old man sneeze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will scare the children.
It's true.
Okay, so what happened is it was Idaho Falls 3, Utah 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 2 minutes left in the third, so it's not a quarter, third period.
Yeah.
And so what they did was they sort of did a all or nothing sort of bet and brought their goalie up as part of their offense.
Yeah.
So they left their goal completely abandoned.
Which is crazy to me, but okay.
And it worked.
Uh-huh.
In the last couple minutes of the game, they scored a goal, tied the game, 3-3. And then they had the shootout and got us, and we lost 4-3. Utah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which sucked.
It sucked, but also it was very exciting.
It was. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there, but.
And good news. Mountain America Center wasn't serving Dasani. They were serving Aquafina, which is slightly better.
Yeah. I would take it.
And if you haven't had Mountain America Center popcorn yet, what the hell?
Oh my gosh. That popcorn was so good though, huh?
Get a bag. Make sure you have 4 to 6 people to share it with because. Yes. Like,
the sodium intake in that will kill you if you're not careful.
My lips are still tingling from that.
Yeah. Oh, but it was so good.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say I always feel a little bit bad for the other team because they don't get any fanfare. Like when they come out onto the ice, they don't do anything.
They get
but
it
when
at
the
their
Spud
home.
Kings come out. Yeah. Right. And I get that. But I still feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, like considering we're so nice up here, I feel like it would be a pleasant thing to do to give them a little bit of fanfare just like we do for our guys. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
But an amazing fun time. Oh,
you know, matter of fact, Owen, Abby's son who came with us, he's such a sweetheart that he ended up near the end of the game. He was trying to get the other team's goalie's attention to give him a thumbs up.
Because everybody else was shouting, "Hey, goalie, you suck," or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that was really sweet.
And Lane Virgin from Virgin River Land and Cattle Company, who we have to thank for this entire promotion.
Yes.
By the way, thank you, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company.
Mm-hmm.
Gave us an official game puck.
Yeah, which is super cool. And he gave one to Owen, too, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, so we can go and puck ourselves. This, I think this should be the official paperweight of the IFAF studios.
I think it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we use much paper, but it can definitely sit on the desk.
Or we can huck this when we get mad at something.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn that computer.
Also, I love that the one really good fight that broke out right in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Did I get that? I don't think I got that.
I don't think you got that on there. No. Oh, can
there
we
were
talk
a couple
a
of
bit?
Close fights.
Yes, yeah. There were a couple. And there were a few times when I was really shocked there wasn't a fight. Because, mm-hmm. Like, there was someone, like, I remember there was one guy who, like, basically, like, blatantly reached out and whacked a guy with a stick.
Oh, yeah, just checked him.
Didn't even care.
A couple times,
you know?
Yeah.
And the guy just kept going, and I was like, okay, I'm shocked, but all right. But also, can we talk about that goal that a lot of people felt cheated by?
Yes. Okay. And I got it on tape.
You did. Thank goodness you did, too, because otherwise we wouldn't know what we know.
Let's watch it in slow-mo. And unfortunately, the angle, this might be like a video of a UFO.
Right.
You know, where you can't make it out. And it's even more frustrating to watch it in slow-mo. But
right. Maybe you can loop it a couple of times, too.
Did the puck cross that line before the Utah goalie kicked it out?
I don't think it did.
I don't know. Sure. I would have blown the whistle on that.
Right. So this goal did not get counted for the Spud Kings. But I would argue it shouldn't be because it doesn't look like it went over that red line. Now, that being said, had the puck been horizontal instead of vertical, it absolutely would have because it was literally sitting vertically on that line before he whacked it back out.
It was just so close. And
so close.
Did he use his skate to kick it out?
I think he did.
Is that how he blocked it?
Yeah, or his leg.
Isn't it amazing how fast that puck can travel from one end to the other?
It's wild, huh?
Trying to be an amateur cameraman for the game, I was like, I can't keep up.
It's hard.
I'm just going to do wide shots.
Well, and I'll also point out, Lane educated me on the fact that apparently the pucks are full of a gel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you freeze them.
Yeah. And they're heavier when they're frozen, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, how interesting is that? And also, man, that's got to hurt if you get hit with it.
And Zamboni.
Yeah, I love a Zamboni.
I'm going to drive one of those before I die.
I would. Here's the thing.
Anyone
working at the Mountain America Center, if you want to help us fulfill this dream, first off, Lane would love to ride a Zamboni.
Oh.
And I would love to see him ride a Zamboni because I think it'd be really fun and sweet. So is there any chance you could help us ride Zambonis? We would really like to try that.
Yeah, they've got to have... Certainly, they've got to have a be on the Zamboni for one round because they do it two or three times during the game, don't they?
Yeah, right. What VIP experience do we need to pay for in order to ride the Zamboni? Because that's what I want to do. Like, if I had a Make-A-Wish, I'd be like, I want to ride a Zamboni. I wouldn't, but seriously, it'd be fun.
Something I want to mention just to have on our transcript for posterity.
Love it.
I popped my pee on posterity. We identified the trend, and it's been around for, I think, at least a year.
A couple of years now, yeah.
Since Halloween 2023, but maybe longer, where a guy on the internet put a potato in the trick-or-treat candy bowl. And I said, look, even though maybe the guy was in Idaho, I don't know, I don't think he is.
Mm-hmm.
I could try to find the origin of that post. And the funny part is, you know, a number of kids would choose the potato over the candy and be excited about it.
Right, right.
So everybody started doing it this Halloween. My point was they use these little pathetic, you know.
Yeah.
Teeny, smaller than fist-sized potatoes.
Yeah, which is not how we do it in Idaho.
And maybe even sweet potatoes. But
I saw some people using radishes.
Okay. Now we're just being ridiculous.
Right.
What's next? Celery, carrots?
I mean, to be fair.
The little dull bags of lettuce.
Right. Disgusting.
That Photoshop.
I mean, at least potatoes are delicious.
Yeah.
You know, I would absolutely take that potato home, microwave it, and make myself a nice little baked potato.
My point was, we can put the big old Idaho russet bakers in there.
Yeah.
So maybe we didn't do it first, but we can do it best.
Yeah, right.
We can improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just like Oreo isn't the original sandwich cookie.
Sure.
It was Hydrox.
Yes.
Just your monthly reminder to watch the foods that built America on Hulu.
Such a good show, by the way.
Anyway, after the show, we were talking about it and we were like, damn, we should have said that. One of those things. So I wanted to put it in the show.
Right.
What would you call that activity? Would you call it trick or tate?
Uh-huh.
Would you call it tater treat?
I mean, that's what I would go with.
That's what Carly said, and I agree.
Yeah.
Now, how do you spell it? Is it tate dash? Because it's trick dash or dash treat.
Right.
It's the title of the thumbnail.
The tagline.
For the show.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Tate dash R dash treat.
Yeah. Which I think is good.
Copyright 2024.
Yeah.
IFAF.
Okay. And you know what? Next year I am going to try it. I have a feeling that none of my potatoes will get picked because I like to give away full size candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
up the ante on the treat.
Right.
To see if they.
Yeah. To see if they still go for it.
Yeah.
You know, because if they know, here's the thing. When I was a kid, I can't really. I think I maybe got a full size candy bar like once, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so having something like that where it's already so enticing and then swapping it out for a potato, I don't think any kid will do it.
You know, if you had those ice cream potatoes from Mama and Papa Leo's from the Eastern Idaho State Fair this year, that'd be a tough one.
That would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you what my real dream is, though.
Mm.
I want to stand out on my front lawn with a cotton candy machine and give that out to kids. Because wouldn't they lose their freaking minds?
We'll get it next year.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
And you've seen those viral cotton candy spinners on the internet that make the amazing flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool. There's this one YouTuber that I really like. Her name is Graveyard Girl, actually. And she likes to give out little, like, Halloween goodie bags.
Huh.
And she like, gets, like, hundreds of them ready. And she's got, like, pencils and erasers and, like, fun little coloring books and toys and stuff, as well as candy. And she also stands out on her front lawn and does cotton candy. And, like, eventually, I'd like to be to that level. I'm not yet.
She would be happy. Whoever she is, she would be happy to know she's influenced the world in a positive way.
I think so.
Already with her actions.
Yeah, I think so.
Today's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. You can say Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I don't think you say Happy Memorial Day, but you say Happy Veterans Day. So think of
that. I think that no matter, like, even if, here's the thing. Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, no one likes the idea of wars, I would hope, unless you're a sadist. You know? But like
little orphan Antichrist's daddy war pigs does.
Yes, yeah. Right, exactly. Thank you. Let's
bring that back for the third episode in a row.
Right. But the thing is, like, it's a fact of life and we have to be grateful for those who have served. So I think that you can be happy for the veterans we have. Same with like Memorial Day, you can be happy
right.
for the memory of the person that you're right. celebrating. You know?
Also, while we're on holidays, Thanksgiving is coming the latest it can possibly come.
Yeah.
This year, whenever November 1st is on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday.
Right.
So that it can come as early as the 22nd and as late as the 28th.
Right, right.
6-day span there.
Well, and also, doesn't November stretch across 5 weeks this year?
Yeah, I think so. Because
of that Friday.
It takes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy. I was looking at that just the other day and I was like, man, that's a long looking month.
Yeah. So you got time to get your turkey still.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And decorate for Christmas.
Of course, the Christmas stuff is already out, including yes. treat time.
I love a little treat time.
Such a neat time.
Do you want me to grab it for you?
Yeah. You okay. Yeah. Yeah. If you would. Here's a treat you whack.
Now, I love Terry's chocolate oranges.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. First off, it's not really a chocolate orange because there's no orange flavor to it.
Yeah.
This appears to be just milk, chocolate, and mint.
And it seems like just last episode we were talking about how I don't like mint with berry.
Right.
When we tried the Red Bull Winter Edition iced vanilla berries.
Yes. Yeah.
But I do like mint with chocolate.
Yes.
And that's what this is. It's a Terry's chocolate orange. Only it ain't no orange, it's chocolate mint.
Which is always fun.
Now,
I don't mind mint chocolate. Like, I definitely like Junior Mints. Those used to be my go-to candy for the movie theater. But, you know, now that I'm a little older.
Before we sample it, can you whack it?
Oh, of course I'm going to whack it.
Whack and unwrap. That's the instructions.
Now, I like to also do both ends.
Okay. Yeah. Whack it on both ends.
I feel like I whacked it a little too hard because it's kind of flat now. Whoops.
It sounds like a French, I don't know, dish. Whack l'orange.
Well, yeah, when you say it like that.
Maybe it's the delivery.
Yeah.
Let's whack l'orange.
I love Terry's chocolate oranges. Back when I had a desk job. Now, you know, I kind of do, but not so. I mean, when you're going around to houses, you're not really behind a desk too much.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I had a desk job, I would keep a Terry's chocolate orange at my desk because I always had them just like from the previous Christmas.
Yeah.
And they were such a good little snack.
Oh, man. The scent
is
there.
They're so minty.
It smells like a thin mint.
Mm-hmm.
And is it decorated like a chocolate orange?
Mm-mm.
Not really.
No, it appears different. I noticed that on the packaging too. Yeah, because the Terry's chocolate oranges actually do have like orange, like pulp sort of printed on the inside. But now, these are more like little leaves.
I've never seen this before. Have you ever seen a mint chocolate orange before?
No, this has to be
me new. Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we're trying it.
Yeah, and also that's, you know what? It tastes just like an Andes.
I was about to make that comparison.
Yeah.
Only there's more of it.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
It's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Please, sir, may I have some more?
Now tell me, do you prefer this over a classic chocolate orange?
No, because you can get chocolate mint anywhere.
Right.
Say, for example, Andes.
Yes. Yeah, and any time of year, too.
I know I posted this on my Instagram, how the Andes chocolate mint candy sign or logo looks a lot like the City of Ammon sign.
It really does. Like, a lot.
If you're watching,
mm-hmm.
you can always go to YouTube. Thanks for helping us hit 500 subscribers there, by the way.
Yes, it's so nice.
We're off and running. We're in the algorithm.
I'm really pleased.
And you can also find us, by the way, on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, the Tiki Talkies.
Oh, and Reddit too.
Yes, we just got a Reddit account.
Now, that being said, my favorite Terry's Chocolate Orange is the white chocolate one.
Yes, and I haven't seen any of those.
I know, which is such a shame because they're so damn good.
You love the white chocolate.
Oh, I really do.
With fruit flavors.
Yeah, which also, they do a raspberry one too, which is really, really good too.
A white chocolate raspberry?
I think so. Oh, I know I've seen the milk chocolate raspberry, but yeah, I kind of like the orange better just because it's kind of classic. But yeah, I kind of want a white chocolate one this year. Maybe I'll have to like text my parents, be like, hey, if you're going to make me a stocking, can you make sure it's a white chocolate one? Because I'm a child. Yeah.
Well, you do like the kids section of the Amazon.
I do.
It's gift true. Book.
I like having fun, dude. Well, and also, you know, I help out with a couple of kids and stuff. So I'm always on the hunt for things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's research.
Yeah.
Do you want locally raised beef for the holidays or to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And congratulations again to the Front Row Spud Kings winner, Abby Hansen from Virgin River Land and Cattle Company.
You deserve the best when it comes to treating yourself. You deserve Thor's Chocolate.
The best artisan chocolate in East Idaho, beyond anything you've tasted before, with bold, smooth, delicious flavors. Dark milk and white chocolates with a few keto-friendly options as well.
Made from bean to the bar in Idaho Falls. Thorschocolate.com. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 25% on your first purchase. Thor's Chocolate. Fit for the gods.
We all have different roles, don't we? At home, at work, at play. By night, we are podcasters who make silly jokes. By day, we're serious about helping Idaho buy and sell homes.
When it's time to make your move, we can help you too. We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. Plus, we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty, East Idaho.
Dead serious realtors by day, alive silly podcasters by night. Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Go thrifting this fall at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale. Elsie's Closet is Idaho Falls' only thrift store devoted exclusively to women and women's fashion.
Right now, save on fabulous fall fashions, including sweaters, hoodies, cardigans, layering tops, denim, boots, and sneakers.
Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign just off Yellowstone on A Street. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the one local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or get their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support.
For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Get a jump on holiday shopping for your out-of-town family or friends. Send them a little piece of Idaho Falls with a unique, homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-Shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-Shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. We're a real piece of Idaho Falls.
Oh, yeah. This one's fun.
We got new jingles.
Man, what a blast this is. It makes me think of the spring. It's so fun.
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show. Ow. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Is that another meow?
Man, all of these, I think, require some jazz hands and spirit fingers at the end. Love They're it. Just so good.
Yeah, are you guys still going to play that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every episode.
We've got a lot of them. We paid good money for these things.
All right. We ended by talking about Thanksgiving. And I just want to mention, with Thanksgiving being so late in the year, mm-hmm. if you start thinking about Christmas only until after Thanksgiving, you're only going to have 3 weeks to celebrate, you know, the biggest holiday of the year.
Right.
And the Toys for Tots organization is going to have an extremely limited time window.
Yes. Yeah. Now, Toys for Tots is something that I definitely feel really passionately about. Mm-hmm. I think it's so sad when kids don't get to have as good of a Christmas as they could just because of finances. So if you can help out, we're going to leave a link in this post for you to go donate. You can find boxes online. And I will say, cash is always king. They're run by a really great organization. It's the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve.
Yes.
And they just
Speaking of Veterans Day.
The thing I like the most, too, is that they do such a good job about spending that money appropriately on the kids here in town for Christmas. They're locally run factions. So that way you don't have to think that, like, your kid, like, the money that you're spending isn't going to some kid in Kansas. It's going to a kid right here in your community.
I think, by the way, I just committed a cardinal sin. I don't think the Marines are hoorah. They're oorah.
Right.
There's hoorah, oorah, and ooray.
Oh, I don't know.
But you got to get it right if you're going to do it. My son, who is a Marine.
I know. I was going to say.
Yeah. I'll tell him not to so listen offended. To this episode. Yeah. But yeah, you've got a great point. The money and the toys donated locally go to local kids.
Yeah.
That's great. Link in post to help out with Toys for Tots. And coming up November 18th through the 22nd, the Festival of Trees.
I know. I'm actually really excited for this one.
Yeah, I am too, because the theme is Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, which you're so into. You love candy around Christmas time.
Well, and I used to love White Stripes videos because of all the white and the red used in the videos.
Yeah,
it looks like peppermint candy.
It does.
Which I think we've covered on this show. I love.
Yes, you do. Now, I personally have been going with a pink theme for Christmas. Who would have thought? But I actually went out to Walmart the other day and I bought two of their giant pink and white candy cane, tinsel candy canes. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. And when we were there too, you saw these really cute candy sprays for the tree that you were like, oh, these are really nice. Should we get some of these?
I'm rubbing off on Carly. She may not admit it, but
no, I think you are.
If we can walk into a Spirit Halloween or a Home Depot in August and see Halloween stuff, we can certainly. Thanksgiving and Christmas are not mutually exclusive. Thanksgiving is a big dinner. That's it.
Right. That's true.
Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah. Kay. I do like Thanksgiving, but Christmas and Halloween are where it's at.
I will agree that Thanksgiving is a special night.
I mean, the fact that it doesn't even have any, like, carols Jimmy proves Walker that it's not really worth it, you know?
Used to say dynamite.
I'm just thinking of the Bob's Burgers song that Linda makes up in it.
Yeah.
Pass the cranberry sauce. We're having mashed potatoes. It's cute. But I am putting my stuff up pretty darn early. I'm putting it up in November instead of December. So I'm happy with that.
Well, let's talk about the reason we're both wearing red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And I'm almost glad that our show comes out a week after the election.
Right. Me too.
I'm also very grateful. Let's focus on the positives first. I'm very grateful that it wasn't a close race.
Yeah.
You know, Fox News and CNN both called it by 11:45 our time on Tuesday, November 5th, last Tuesday, election day. I mean, the reason we had so much f***ery 4 years ago.
Good word for it.
Was it was so close.
Right. And people felt a little cheated.
Right.
Yeah.
And the reason the Dems and Kamala conceded almost immediately was it wasn't close.
Right.
It was not close at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to play for you a clip from one IFAF, you may have heard of it, episode 51, which was July 15th, 2024.
Oh.
How many months ago was that?
You're going through the history books for this, aren't you?
Yeah. Do we want to say four months ago?
Yeah, let's say that.
I'm going to call it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's number 47. And despite your politics, you know I'm right. So if I heard the clip correctly, Carly, I predicted that the winner of this presidential election would be Donald Trump. Did I not?
You did. You absolutely did. Months in advance.
How did I do that? I'll teach you. I'm not going to gloat too much. But I will teach you how to predict the next president of the United States with 99.9% accuracy.
Okay, I'm interested. Let's hear it.
First of all, we need to talk about a couple of things.
Right.
That was July 15th I said that. July 21st, Biden bowed out.
Uh-huh.
Before Biden even dropped out, I said that Trump would be the next president of the United States.
Right.
Okay. How, Mike? How did you do it? Do you have some sort of powers of divination? Crystal ball?
I do have a crystal ball at my place, so see maybe into the future? Gazing into it, you know?
No, it's there's nothing secret about it. First, you have to understand the general principle of the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take politics out of it completely for just a second and talk about mom jeans. In my life, I've seen them go from low-rise jeans in the 60s and 70s to mom jeans in the 80s and 90s to low-rise jeans in the 2000s and 2010s.
Can I just say, high-rise is always where it's at. It's the most flattering on the most bodies. I don't know why low-rise are even a thing, and I'm sick of seeing people's butt cracks.
I know. I mean, like, I'm afraid for the next generation of low-rise jeans. We're going to see all of your body parts.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we already had that in the 90s. Like, the ultra-low-rise, where it was, like, maybe a two-inch seam from the crotch all the way up to the end. Yeah, it's nuts, dude.
So you understand that things go way conservative and things go way liberal and back and forth.
Yeah.
And so has it always been and so shall it always be. I digress. Let's get back to politics. The way you can tell who's going to be the next president of the United States is look at what party is in power now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the other one.
Yeah.
So let me back that up a little bit with some hard facts.
Sure.
Just look at a list of the presidents of the United States for the last 50 years.
Right.
Now, I'm not talking about two-term presidents.
Yes. I was going to say the incumbent usually has a better chance of winning.
Let's talk about them. Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Two terms. Clinton, two terms.
Mm-hmm.
Both Bushes, two terms.
Right.
But a single political party hasn't had a different president, same party, since Reagan Bush in the 80s. And before that, it was Johnson Kennedy? I want to say in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be said that the statistical likelihood of having a new president of the same party is zero.
Yeah. Unless
it is that president, but I think we all kind of knew, and the Democrats had to admit, Biden was losing it.
Yeah.
They shifted their denial of that fact straight to Trump.
Yeah.
And I get that. That's also fair.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, frankly, I think both of them are a little too damn old.
When you go, I mean, we all saw the clip, right, of Trump going to reach for the door handle of a garbage truck and missing.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
No.
All right. So I really am not taking sides. In fact, I'm the perfect person to listen to when it comes to this kind of crap because I don't care.
Yeah.
I think we've established this before.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how you tell. You too can predict the next president of the United States. In fact, I'll double down right now, 4 years in advance, and say a Democrat will be elected in 2028.
Probably.
You now, watch.
The other thing, too, that I'll point out is that not only was Trump the opposite party of the current president, but he also was an incumbent. So he had kind of a twofer going for him.
Okay, there's two other reasons I think Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just hit on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I've hit on the first one, the pendulum.
Yeah.
The second one is he's already a proven winner. And I don't mean he's a real winner.
Right.
I mean, he technically has already won the presidency once before.
Right.
Now, he's the only the second president in U.S. history to win, then somebody else becomes president, and then win again.
Right.
Was the other one Grover Cleveland or something? I mean, way back.
Right.
Way back. So that's, I think, the second reason Trump won.
Uh-huh.
And then third and finally, let's look at who the Democrats are blaming. Themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the balls to admit that Biden was losing it during his presidency.
Right, dude. He never should have even been on the ballot.
And so when they finally did, Kamala had exactly 107 days to... And I think at the beginning of the Biden administration, Kamala was told to STFU
by somebody. Mm-hmm.
The Democrats.
Yeah.
So we didn't hear from her for the last 4 years.
No, it's
true. I don't even remember her going and hugging starving kids in Africa or anything.
I feel like I heard more about Michelle Obama than I did about our last vice president, Kamala.
Right. So she had 107 days to A, introduce herself.
Right.
And then B, campaign. Even $1 billion couldn't make her beat Trump.
Now, that being said, I do think that we campaign for way too long. Like in most other countries, it's like a couple of weeks, if that.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of think that's all it should be because realistically, we're going way too nuts with this.
But yeah, campaign, presidential campaigns start at least 2 years in advance. But yes. All the plan, they're planning, you know, 2028 right now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
You're right about that.
You know, I will also say that I think it's interesting that both times Trump went against a woman, he ended up winning. It's probably not all sexism that led to that. But there's probably some. We can all admit that there are sexists out there who are like, a woman can't do it because she has a period.
Gender certainly is involved.
Yeah.
It is a factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like race was a factor when Obama ran and
precisely.
Won.
Precisely.
So, yeah. Something else that was pointed out that I thought was interesting, you know, because, and we'll continue to joke that Boise is full of flaming liberals.
Right.
But
right.
When you get the county by county breakdown of who voted red in Idaho, I think I'm correct in saying three places, Sun Valley, Driggs and Victor, and Coeur d'Alene.
Right.
Those are the three places where regular Idahoans can't afford to live. You know who lives there?
Yep.
Flaming liberal Californians.
A bunch of out-of-staters who've got the money. Yeah, I get it. I do.
Thought that was interesting. Prop 1 didn't pass. I think we all feel like open primaries, great. Ranked choice voting, not so much.
I mean, I could see where it could be beneficial, but yeah.
I just want to say at the end of it all, here comes the we're all Americans speech. I saw, you know, half of them were celebrating, half of them were mourning. People on social media talking about how they got unfriended or unfriended a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And sidebar, have we forgotten the three rules of civil discourse? You don't talk about politics, religion, or conspiracy theories. Just don't talk about them. You'll be so much happier. But we forget in our little shit box.
Right. But,
those three rules.
Well, but also, you know, those are important pieces of people's lives. I get why they're talking about them.
I get it too. But
especially
is it,
with friends.
Is
you
it
know?
Right? It's just kind of funny that because if you do unfriend all those people, guess what you wind up in? You wind up in your own echo chamber smelling your own farts.
I mean, also, to be fair, I've been so...
Aren't we supposed to celebrate diversity and shit?
Sure, sure. But also, honestly, like, as far as politics and stuff go, I've been avoiding them for so long because I'm just so sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's exhausting dealing with it. And I kind of can't blame people for not wanting to and for just wanting to, like, you know, be around people with similar views to them.
One thing we know won't happen, though, is Trump won't get kicked off Twitter this time around.
That's little, true. He and buddy. Elon are little buddies, yeah. huh? Yeah. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we are all Americans. We all bleed red. We all poop with our pants on one leg at a time. Or whatever the... Yeah, we're
some
all pink on
don't.
The inside. What are the... What are all the apropos analogies here?
Right,
you know?
Right. You know, I am glad that we have a two-term limit. I think that's always good, just to make sure that power isn't sticking to one person for too long. And also, I'm kind of hoping that now that he's... gonna serve both, people will stop with the Trumpisms and stuff, because I think people get a little too passionate when it comes to him.
Well, and that's
it's kind of nice knowing that will hopefully end.
That's one thing I wanted to mention about the two-term presidents. And again, I mentioned two Democrats and two Republicans, both Bushes, Obama and Clinton.
Right.
There is sort of a cult of personality that a president can cultivate in office.
Right.
And that's how you get those two terms.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best meme that I saw about all of this was a guy who tweeted, "Wouldn't you know it, Taylor Swift was wrong about a guy again."
Aw. Poor Taylor. You know what? She deserves a break.
Well,
her
it's
and
just
cats.
And you know, is Robert De Niro going to leave the country?
I get why people feel so passionately about it, though.
I do, too.
You know, especially with
I have some
Roe
close
v. Wade
personal
being,
friends. Yep.
Yeah. Being overturned and stuff. I can see. I mean... It makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yes, I've had burritos more supreme than this court.
Yes. Hilarious. I like that.
Not mine. Anyway.
That's a good one, though.
Sort of a scary moment at Heisey last week.
Yeah, can we talk about that for a sec?
Friday night, big fire, big fire, big fire. Saturday, they're reopened.
Crazy, too.
Yeah.
And also, good for them. My goodness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I saw pictures of the fire, and it looked pretty terrible. I'm kind of shocked
intense.
That they're open already.
Yeah, this.
I guess water doesn't catch on fire, so that probably helps. Well,
yeah, the pool would have been okay.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, if some gas had leaked from a thing to the water, who knows?
True.
But the Central Fire District firefighters successfully contained the intense blaze. It erupted in a pump house, electrical room kind of place. Yeah. About 8 p.m. Friday night. But it was limited to that slide pump room and some nearby facilities. It didn't, the summer pool building, the slide, and all the pools were okay.
Oh, good. Okay, that's great. Now, that being said, since we're not doing our usual Grand America trip this year, since we pushed it back a month for my birthday, I wonder if maybe this Christmas you and I should go enjoy some hot springs down in Hisey.
I think
that sounds real nice.
I think that'd be a great time.
Right? Well, and I love hanging out in like a hot tub or a hot spring during the winter when it's nice and cold outside. It just feels so good. I hate the walk from the pool to the house.
Yes.
But the rest of it is really nice.
We've been hot tubbing in the winter a couple of times.
Yeah, you know what? We need to go again. Yeah. Especially now that it's getting cool and dark early. We should do that.
If you can go from the hot tub to your already running car.
Yes,
that's been
nice.
Running with the heat at full blast and the heated seats on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice enclosed space and your bathrobes are already there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Pro tip life hack.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I kind of like it because it's sort of like a hot dip and then a cold plunge.
Yeah.
You know, which is supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah.
So, health benefits up the wazoo.
So, Central Fire District, thank you so much for saving an East Idaho institution. You are IFAF this week, boys.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies.
Crisp high five.
21 finger gun salute.
Thank you.
And chef's kiss.
To you. Thank you again for saving our hot springs.
Now. Who's excited AF for the event on Netflix this Friday night? Young Punk versus Old Man, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
I mean, the real question is he going to bite his ear off?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I mean, Mike's a killer. That is his mentality going into the ring. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill this man.
Crazy to me.
You know how in karate... They teach you don't punch the object, you punch through
it. Yes,
the object.
Yeah.
Mike wants to punch through his chest, rip his heart out.
And then take a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that big gummy heart in Game of Thrones.
Hold it up to the crowd and say, Kalima! Kalima!
right.
Shoot today!
Now, that being said, I really hope that Jake Paul gets his ass handed to him. I really do.
I kind of do too.
Wait, is it Jake or Logan? I don't know.
Jake
don't
Paul
care.
Is the brother of Logan Paul.
Right. Logan's the younger one. That's right. I was getting mixed up because I don't give a shit about either of them.
I might not have that right. I think I have it right.
You've got it right.
You know where the, our buddy in Manhattan, Kevin.
Yes.
You know the...
Cool Kevin.
Yeah. The Flatiron building.
Yes.
The one that's in like every shot of New York.
Yeah. And also in The Boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a giant inflatable Jake and Mike out front to promote.
Oh, funny.
This fight. Anyway, I'm excited. This will be the most sports having 2 week period
for us in years.
For me personally in my entire life.
Right. Now, can I really quickly point out how cool it is that it's happening on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, a lot of us are already subscribed there. So it's not like we're paying anything extra, but I know for a fact that the other Jake Paul fights have been pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I know that because my ex-husband used to pirate them.
Okay.
The way that you should. Just kidding. He didn't.
Go out to the cable box at the telephone pole and string a line.
Right.
The old-fashioned way.
Well, you know, I think use the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What I found fascinating is I was like, oh yeah, it's election night. Let's watch some stuff.
Yeah.
So I just opened up YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They're all live. ABC, NBC, CBS.
Right.
Some of their major market affiliates. And then there's Philip DeFranco.
Yeah.
We've mentioned him before. I remember when YouTube started out in 2008. I swear. He was this little kid behind this homemade desk. I watched a couple of his things and I went, there's a passionate kid.
Yeah. I remember watching that way back in the day with an ex-boyfriend who liked to watch it.
And then a couple of years ago, we were talking to a friend of yours, and she was like, who's that news guy on YouTube? And you're like, Philip DeFranco?
Yeah.
And first of all, I was like, oh, shit, he's still around? And second, I was like, oh, and he's legit?
Uh-huh.
But he's legit. He had 49,000 viewers when, like, ABC had 37,000.
Yep. Well, and I the thing I
and
like
Fox
about
Business
him,
had like 7,000.
Well, and I like how he packages things. You know, he gets it out there. He's clear. He's concise. He's just he's good at what he does.
Yeah, mad props, bro.
Yeah.
We got two or three more things. In the we could have told you that category, which three states are moving to Idaho in droves? This kind of goes back to that county map of red versus blue votes.
Yeah, and that COW acronym that you told me about.
Yes.
Yeah.
COW, California, Oregon, Washington.
Yep.
So I guess we have been on that tip for a while now.
We sure have.
That there was just a recent study that showed that those are the people most likely to move to Idaho. Mm-hmm. And to all of, I say all of, they're few and far between, I think, when I see them on the Facebook groups. People complain, you know, do we really want to be those backwoods motherfuckers who click our shotgun when a stranger visits and asks where something is and we go, it's back the way you came.
Right. We're not that kind of people.
We're not that kind. We're not here in Idaho. And
I like them. I like all of the Californians, Oregonians, and Washingtonians because it means that we're getting more interesting stuff over here.
And the proof is in the 2024 presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to point that out. We now have proof that the cows moving to Idaho aren't bringing their values to our state.
Right, right.
In fact, parts of Oregon now, we talked about this too, want to become part of Greater Idaho.
Yeah. Well, and not only that too, but also realistically, the folks who agree with Idaho are the ones who are moving here.
Right.
The ones who don't aren't moving here.
81,708 people moved to Idaho.
Wow.
From a different state.
Now,
last
that being said,
year.
The one thing I don't like is that prices are going up.
Yeah.
But realistically, I don't think it's just because people are moving here. It's definitely a part of it. But, you know, there are lots of things we should and could be doing to help with that that we're not doing. So
well, and
let's not blame it all on them.
And I don't want to make any predictions like I did with the 2024 presidential election four months in advance. Okay, that's the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll gloat. But I think housing prices are going to, they already have to some degree, but stabilize. Not go down. There's not going to be another 2008. That will never happen again.
Thankfully.
One last thing. Speaking of cows, I saw a cow post this. We use that term affectionately.
Yeah. I love cows.
People from California,
Oregon,
Washington.
Can I talk about their big, beautiful eyelashes, like on actual literal cows? Cows are so sweet and cute. I really like, you know, I think I secretly just want to live on a farm.
And haven't you seen like cows, I guess, when you treat them like puppies? They act like puppies.
Oh, they're cute.
They play
they're
with
so
balls.
Sweet.
They come when they're called.
Mm-hmm. You know, and cows actually really like to be clean and like brushed and stuff. Like one thing you have to buy if you've got a lot of cows is like big old brushes.
Yes.
So that they can rub themselves against it and clean up and stuff.
I
think that's sweet. I love cows.
Don't get me wrong. I also love a good steak.
Yeah, me too. But they're really cute. I love a good
PETA guy in Utah.
Yeah.
Who gets notifications whenever we say PETA?
PETA.
I love you and I hope you're having a great day. Have a great week. Anyway, cows are asking, hey, I'm a little new to driving in the snow. Any tips? And I want to say, yes, like I mentioned on this show about this time last year, it's okay to go into a parking lot late at night, nobody else is around, and spin a few cookies. On the first snowfall, okay, the first rule is if you've never driven in snow before, drive as if your grandma's in the passenger seat, you're on your way to a potluck, she's holding a crock pot full of chili.
Yes, yeah, and you've got a birthday cake unsupervised in the back.
That's the first rule. Then when you get to the parking lot, take off your dynamic traction control. Learn how to drive, spin a few cookies, drive in the snow, steer in the direction of the skid, feel your ABS kick in. Right. You'll get it, I promise.
Yeah. That and the other thing I will say is give people a little grace on the roads. Not only, you know, new drivers who aren't as used to the snow, but also the folks around here. There was one time I was on Woodruff. I hit a patch of black ice. I did a full 360. Thankfully, I didn't hit anyone, but I was like, I clearly no longer had control of my car, you know? And this asshole behind me sees the whole thing as soon as I stop. You know, with this spinning and stuff, decides to honk at me. And it's like, buddy, I have not even had time to try to correct
this. I'm still catching my breath, bro.
Could you chill, my guy? Don't need to be in that big of a rush. Not in this weather. You just don't.
That's a great thing to add on.
Yeah.
Be graceful. What's the golden rule say? Treat others how you'd like to be treated. Be graceful. Be as graceful to somebody else as you'd like them to be with you.
And just remember, he probably doesn't remember that at all, but I do, and I think you're a dick.
Probably from 1J.
Yeah.
Kidding. But speaking of 1J, cows, avoid Highway 20 if you can.
Yeah, probably smart.
Highway 20 is always where the really bad accidents happen.
It's true.
Okay. We'll leave you with that sage piece of wisdom. Have a great week. We're done with the election. We can move on to the holidays. There might be a nice little tree in the background or something.
It's going to be so fun.
Next episode. it's a relief to have that done with, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing sugar plum fairy kind of vibe for my house this year, and I'm so excited.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.